Pratt Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd edition of Torino Film Festival, and today I have with me one of the co-founders of the Cross Media Factory, Valentina Maffucci, who's here to present the project she did with the TFF and the National Museum of Cinema, Museo Nazionale del Cinema, Sherlock Holmes and the Internet of Things. So welcome, Valentina.
Hi, Chiara. It's nice being here.
So, first of all, please explain for our listeners what is Cross Media.
Okay, so basically, cross media projects give you the chance of expanding a story and telling it across a number of different media. And one of our primary goals is shaping an active user. One of the primary goals of cross media is indeed shaping an active user, getting the user to be so immersed in the story so that he's encouraged to contribute to it.
Can you talk about Sherlock Holmes and the Internet of Things and specifically?
So we came across Sherlock Holmes and the Internet of Things quite by chance. We saw an ad on Facebook, and we discovered quickly that it was spearheaded by one of the cross media gurus of the United States, and that's Lance Vyler. And he's the director of the Digital Storytelling Lab at Columbia University. And what the Sherlock Holmes and the Internet of Things did is it managed to connect 60 countries all across the world, and it had over 1,000 collaborators. And so what it actually did is experiment with new media and new narrative forms, and how they can cross over with new technology, with avant-garde technology.
How did you get the National Cinema Museum, the Museo Nazionale del Cinema, and other institutions involved in this project?
Okay, so it was came of naturally to us, because Sherlock Holmes and the Internet of Things was first played out during the London Film Festival and then during the New York Film Festival. And so we thought, well, we are from Turin and the ideal place to host this experiment, because that's what it is, it's a cross-media experiment, would be, of course, Torino Film Festival. And so we contacted the Torino Film Festival, and we contacted the Museo del Cinema, the National Cinema Museum of Turin, and that's located in our Turin symbol. That's the Mole Antonelliana, and it's such a fascinating place, and we thought it would be absolutely awesome to have one of our crime scenes actually located there. So
how did the experience play out?
Okay, so what it is, it's what we call an immersive storytelling game. We had three crime scenes located across Turin, and three crime scenes abroad in Canada, the US, and France. And there were teams of Sherlocks who were tasked with solving the crime. And each team of Sherlocks had a Watson to guide them. And then what we also added to the experience was a team of storytellers who would take these six stories they had created on the spot in that very moment and make a more global story. And that's more or less the gist of it.
What are the results of this experience, of this first experience here at Torino Film Festival? And do you think you're going to repeat it?
Yeah, the results are really awesome. They're off the charts. We really didn't expect so many people to apply, and unfortunately some of them couldn't participate because the teams are very small. They're like 5-6 people, but of course, yes, we're thinking of repeating this, of doing a second edition in 2016, and you know, just seeing where it will take us.
So hopefully we'll meet again next year.
I hope so. Indeed.
Thank you, Valentina Maffucci, co-founder, along with Sabrina Giacardi of Cross Media Factory. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.